Praise the Lord. Today I'll be speaking about a very simple but very, very, very important topic, that is being thankful to God. And it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. I'm very thankful for this opportunity because I was supposed to speak in the end of July, around 20th, I think, June. But I was expecting a baby boy and I started having contractions, so I couldn't. But I have many reasons to thank God, not only the big ones, but also very, very small ones. I was thankful for this baby. And that we have to be thankful. Even I was in pain throughout, but he held me. And baby was healthy. I was healthy. And we came back next morning. So, it's a story that many friends of mine, they say, how can you still thank God? I mean, you were suffering. You had an infection. And then you had the blood transfusion. And then again, you have to have blood transfusion. And then you have a long hour of labor pain. How can you still be thankful? But I want to share that it's very important that not only during the time when we are in trouble or with tribulations, we have to be reminded of the God's presence. We have to continuously seek the presence of Lord in our life and continuously thankful to him. There are many Bible verses. And many Bible verses that are focusing, for example, Psalm 104, it says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. And in every situation, we are asked to be thankful. And with thanksgiving, we can present our request to God. We all love that somebody comes and be thankful to us. If somebody is in need, and only in need, they come and contact you, we call them selfish person, being human. Why they only come during the needs and just ask for help, you know? But if the person continuously is in contact with you, you would love that, and you are always ready for that person to help. So it's the same concept, I think. I was looking for the messages and everything because I still have a newborn, and I cannot focus very well if I have to speak. So I was asking God's help yesterday and was looking the messages and videos to let you speak to me, Lord, what you want me to speak. And then I was seeing many videos, but I couldn't relate with it what I wanted to share with you. Then I saw one video of an American evangelist named Andrew Womack. And when he was talking, I heard that I have to talk the same. It's the same talk I want that God has to speak today. And then he said, small things or big things, we are always, when it's going big tribulations in our life, we are giving credits to God. Yeah, it's God, God's still there, but this is happening in our life. Why? Why should I be more near to him? Why should I say thank? Why should I even sit for 10 minutes prayer to him if so many things are going in my life? But God wants us to have his be full of his blessings continuously. It's only us that we try to stop it from being received. It's we that are deciding, okay, today I think I'm feeling good, everything is going good around me, so I'm not in need of God right now, so I don't want to give him that much time. And next day something happens big and you're looking for God's presence. God loves you more than you love God. So God is always there and he's always communicating with us. It's only we just trying to turn it on or off according to our own will. So we cannot blame God, or we cannot make him responsible when something is going bad in our lives. Because at that moment we are switching it on and trying to talk with God, why is this happening to our life? It's not what God wants. In my in this slide you can also see what can we be thankful for. The biggest is that we have to be thankful for the salvation that we have received. For that, we don't need any reasons to find what is the reason that we should be thankful for him. He died for us. He died for our sins. And he raised, and then he promised that he will come back. And if we believe in him, then we have eternity life. We will be... we have received the salvation, all of us. So this is the biggest reason that we have to be thankful. And then for his continuous presence And of course, in times of persecutions or trials, we have to be thankful for him, for his goodness. We don't have to be focusing on the negative around us. We have to see the goodness of the God. And we have to be thankful for all the things that we have. Many things we have which people around the world don't have or lack it, like a bed to sleep, children, family, house. There can be a list of things which you have and you have to be thankful for. In my third slide, I want to share this verse with you. Rejoice always, pray continuously, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So you have to pray continuously. It's not our will. It's Lord's will that we have to be thankful in every situation. And to be thankful, we need a strong faith. If we have faith in ourselves, then we can be always thankful because we know that the Lord is there, His presence is there, and everything will be placed in proper order. Right now, it's not going according to your will, but it will be. You have to have that faith. If you lose the faith, then you are losing everything. You have to devote your time towards Him. I don't say that you have to sit for a whole day, for 1 hour continuously to pray and be thankful to Him. But just try to give Him 2 minutes, 10 minutes from your daily routine and give Him the priority in your life above all. I also have family. I have 3 children now. I have so much to do. I also get very easily distracted. And I say, Lord, I'm sorry. But I try to do at least something by just walking and talking to Him as if He's just standing next to me. And I'm trying to use those little time intervals that when I can communicate with God and He can listen to me and I can be thankful to Him. We all are distracted. Some days there are that I cannot go and pray and I just cannot give the time. So I'm also trying to improve myself in this, that we have to give our time. We have to give Him the priority in our life. We have to praise Him. David loved to praise God by singing these beautiful psalms we have in all the songs. He loved to do that. He used to glorify God. And glorifying means to magnify God, to make Him bigger by singing song or doing some act that He would love. I remember one incident. Most of the friends are from India and they are non-believer. They don't believe in Jesus. They are Hindu. And I've been helping because I was also a Hindu, born from Hindu-born family. And now I have given my life to Lord. But I can understand when they talk. They ask me, how do you find your time to help others? I think it's not good always to take care of others. And I said to them, yeah, this is the characteristic which is transformed in me when I received Lord in my life. I was like you, like all other Hindus, that we have to give time towards our own self first and then to others. But Lord Jesus says, love your neighbor. So, yeah, sometimes some people are anointed. How can you, in this generation or in this time of the world, you can come and just help others like that, you know, and is always ready even you have 2 kids. I have only 1 and you have a busy life. But how can you do that? Yeah, it's because Lord's presence. By helping others, by seeking the opportunities to help others, we can be thankful to Him. And evangelist Andrew Womack also said, being unthankful is mentioned in 2 Timothy 3:2-5. Next to the qualities or characteristics like unholy. So it is that important. When the last days will come, end days, when the Lord will come, then the people will be there with these characteristics like being unholy, being unthankful, being boasters. We don't want to be that. We want to be thankful for what He has done on that cross for all of us. It's not for me, not for you, but for the entire world. And we don't have to be focused on our negative things. Yeah, it's very easy because I can understand being a human, we can easily be distracted when there's a loss in our family, when there is incidents that is not giving the peace that you required. But instead of stopping to pray or instead of stopping to being thankful and seeking Lord's presence, you have to come more near to him and ask him to bless you in that time. And only through his blessings you can become and you can overcome that situation with being much more stronger. So that was my message. Be thankful to God. Praise the Lord.